The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Well, just what you just heard is a magnificent poem. But if you will allow me to be presumptuous enough to tag on another poem in response. And I don't have a title for it, but if anyone wants to give me a title, I'm all ears. This is how it began for me. God spewed me out of his mouth and commanded me to howl a cosmos. All I knew was one sound, not even a word. But then I found my voice. Or was it God's? For neither God nor I had ever spoken before. Then I spoke again and could not stop speaking. The darkness began to roll, swirl, and swell. Then waters gathered, boundaries fixed, circles in the deep layers of crust were shaved, contours smoothed. I hummed and purred while matter was caressing itself awake. What came next, God called gift. He molded and branded himself into a creation without lines and limits. God wanted identity, or was it identification? So he asked this of me, and it was too much to ask. I had no experience of rejection, suffering, death, or birth. The closest I had ever come to life was wind and mist. Yet I knew who was asking. The rhythm of his heartbeat still lingers in my ears. So I conformed to the womb in which he placed me, returned to the darkness. Once born, I knew I would have to go there again. But bellowing, as I do with all of those who need the plain grace and truth of a single vowel, my death, which is life, will not be overcome.